For Emily's headache, you consulted her standing order medication sheet to see if she has anything listed to take for pain. You see that the pain medication that she uses as a PRN is also a standing order. Standing order medications are common medications, typically over the counter, which are given on an as-needed basis for signs and symptoms of unexpected and minor health concerns, such as pain, headache, constipation, or cold symptoms. Emily has a standing order for acetaminophen, 325 milligrams, 2 tabs by mouth, every 4 hours, PRN for headache. These medications do not require a separate prescription, so typically there is an approved list of these medications that are signed and dated by the medical professional on an annual basis. When a standing order medication is given frequently, a prescription may be required by the medical professional. Your agency may use a set form or list of these medications. Be sure you know where to find this information. Standing order medications can be stored with the rest of the person's medication if it is only and specifically used for that person. If it is a medication that can be used by everyone in the program, then the medication is typically stored with the other standing order medications or stock medications. When medication is stored as a stock medication, it may be used by anyone whose medical professional has approved its use. Make sure you check expiration dates on these medications. You will learn more about storage of medications in a later module. Before you administer a standing order medication, it is important to know what symptom needs to be treated. Be sure to treat the correct symptom with the correct medication. You may be required to contact your nursing personnel or your supervisor before giving a standing order medication. Be sure you know what your company's procedure is for this.